SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
Matt Hammett was lead singer for Sanctus Reel for years and helped write a lot of songs like Lead Me, helped propel the band to the top of the charts. With fame comes a lot of costs. When you're traveling a lot, you're away from your family. We're actually talking to Matt about that today at SOS Radio. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How's it going, man?
Good. I know that season was tough. You know, you're traveling so much. I know your wife was like, you're not home. You're not here when I need you. The kids have all these activities and things, and you're across the country doing the rock star thing, which is great. It provides for our family, but I need you.
Yeah, man. You know, funny, there's a lot of artists who find that, I guess, I hate to say balance, because I feel like balance isn't really a thing. You know, it's like, you're kind of, it's like a teeter-totter. It's like, you're here or you're there. You can't be two places at one time. And so for me, you know, I always struggled with just how do we get to a place where I'm using my calling and my gifts in context or in a context that's healthy, not only for our ministry, but for my family. And for me specifically, that was hard to find. That's why, you know, in 2016, I stepped away from Sanctus Reel just to focus on being a better husband and father.
It's so tough because you think about your calling, you think about your giftings, you know, like, I know I'm supposed to do music. I know God's wired me up that way. And your wife was like, yeah, I'm all on board with that. But then as you get married and you have a family, some things change in the priority order, but the calling's still there. What have you learned about fleshing that out with your wife?
Yeah, you know, we went through a struggle where we both felt like, man, for some reason, like, we felt that restlessness. You know, of like something needs to change. For a long time, we didn't feel like it was quite time yet. And actually, my wife struggled even more than I did with me making that decision when it came time. But I knew that that restlessness had actually turned to a release, you know, and I think there's probably people out there who feel that like, okay, I'm in a season of restlessness. I know something needs to change. I don't know what it is yet. But then there comes a time when God makes it clear. And then there's people out there now who are like, yes, I know what I need to do, but it's so hard to make that decision. And so for me, you know, just making that decision when it was the right time, I think God was just telling me, hey, you can use all your gifts, but now I'm going to give you the opportunity to use them in a way that not only builds the kingdom, but also builds your family at home. And I've been able to marry those two things together now. And it's been amazing.
Calling is so interesting because it starts with God putting something in our heart, but then when we get married, our spouse sort of adopts that in a way, but it doesn't necessarily roll over them either. We're talking with Matt Hammett today. He wrote a new book. It's out today. It's called Lead Me. It's really about finding the courage to fight for your marriage and your children and your faith. But when you think about that calling, it's so interesting because you knew what you were signing up for, but when Sarah and you got married, you pretty much went on the road like right afterwards in a van with a bunch of other dudes. It's like, okay, we're married, we're in a band, this is my calling. And she's like, yes, I'm on board. But there's a point where she's like, wait a second, let's kind of refocus what that means in the context of we have kids and we're a family together, and then you also have a band.
Yeah, well, I look at it like this, man, and I write about this in the book. There are literally thousands of people with the dream of touring and music, being on the radio, being on a stage, and like, honestly, like, I know and I hope that people will appreciate the songs that I wrote, and, you know, they'll appreciate my gifts while I use them in that capacity. But honestly, the world goes on without me. And I think I knew that, like, the world will go on without you when it comes to wealth and career. And as a matter of fact, there are 1,000 people in line waiting for your position. And they're actually happy to see you go when it comes to career. It's like more opportunity for me, right? And the world will move on without you. But man, your wife and your kids have one husband. They have one father. Nobody can take your place. And it's like when it comes to the outside world, man, like I said, it will go on. But without a father and a husband in the home to lead and to be present, that void is painful.
I know we all say we want God's will, but we don't really know what we're asking for sometimes, huh? We're talking with Matt Hammett today on SWIS Radio. We think like, I want God's will for my life. And when we say that, Matt, we generally mean like, I want God's personal agenda that he's wired up for me. But a lot of times we have to go backpedal and go back to God's word, because his moral will is the same for your wife. It's the same for your daughters. It's the same for your son. It's the same for you and your bandmates. But you know what? We just want what God has for us, and we want to gloss over the part that he's outlined exactly the way he wants us to live in his word.
Yeah, the will of God, you know, like, it's such a mystery. Like, we all know there's this sovereign God who, you know, has his hand in everything, and this idea of choice, and it's all this kind of mystery that we just have to embrace because we don't have all the answers. But the Bible tells us, and I always go back to this, talks about the will of God for you, you know, that you pray continuously and give thanks in all circumstances. This is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. And it's like, I look at that verse and I think, man, like, I know for a fact, whether I'm at home today or I'm on the road today, that I do know that God wants me to always have my heart bent in prayer towards where he's calling me. And he always wants me to be grateful in whatever circumstance that is. Sometimes there's circumstances we choose, but that mystery, it is hard to know, like, what is God's will? Like, everyday will, big picture will, there's some mystery there we just have to embrace and do what we know is right, like you said. His moral will, like, we know, like, we have to do what's right. And the Holy Spirit guides us.
It's so easy for everyone to glamorize the life of a rock star, and everybody wants something, that sort of thing in their career field, right? They want to be top of the world. They want to be a leader, an influencer. They want to make a lot of money and provide for their family. But, you know, Matt, when it came down to your situation, you're traveling with Sanctus Real. Often you're on the road like 250 days a year, which sounds exciting if you're on vacation, but this is a job. This is ministry. And regardless of how called you feel to that, or how called you feel to your family, and the times that you're not there, the times that you're video chatting instead of attending your kid's baseball game or a dance recital, nothing really replaces being in person, huh?
Yeah. How could I be a good performer or singer or songwriter if I, like, never showed up for rehearsal, never showed up to write, never showed up on stage? It wouldn't be possible. You can't be good at your job if you never go to the office and do it, you know? And I think, like, how could I be a good dad? How could I be a good husband if I wasn't at home to do it? I think partly for me, it came down to, like, being partly just that practical, even as confirmation on top of what I was feeling inside when it came to the mystery of calling and the decisions. I knew, man, like, man, there's all the evidence to back it up right there in front of me. I'll tell you, when I chose to focus on my family more and be home more, it has revolutionized my relationship with my wife and kids in such huge ways. And that's not to downplay what anybody else is doing. I always want to make sure I say that. Like, there are still artists traveling. There are people in the military who have to leave. There are people who travel for work. But there does come a point when you have that restlessness and you got to say, what are the hard decisions that God is calling to make? What are the sacrifices that I need to make to keep my priorities in line? Because there's always something for all of us to do to be able to get more in tune with those priorities that God has placed in our heart.
We're talking about finding the courage to fight for our marriage and our children and our faith with Matt Hammett today at SWIS Radio. You might recognize his voice from Sanctus Real, but I think after you read his new book, Lead Me, you're going to recognize his story in a deeper way. But Matt, you and your wife, Sarah, have been married like 18 years, but about 10 years ago, your wife was like, hey, I need you to reset some things in our life. I need you to be here. I can't do this on my own. I feel like I'm a single mom because you're away all the time, and I need you to step up and lead me and to lead our kids. And oh, on one hand, you're glad when your wife can honestly say that to you, but I think there's a lot of wives that would be too fearful to say something like that.
Yeah, you know, I'm grateful that my wife was willing to fight for us in that way. As much fighting as I say, you know, as a man, I've tried to do for my family. I can say my wife's done as much or more of fighting to bridge the gap between us when she sees there's that space between us that we need to come together. You know, these days I've been speaking for Family Life a few times a year for the Weekend Remember conferences, and we always talk about every moment as a chance to move further apart or closer together. closer to oneness or drift further into isolation. And I think learning to press in and say the hard things like Sarah did to me the day I wrote Lead Me, as a matter of fact, you know, that song literally came out of a conversation through tears where she was willing to press in, say some hard things and fight for a marriage. And the other side of that is that I had to decide if I was going to receive it or not. I'm not always good at receiving that. But that day, God had grace on me, allowed me to receive those things from her. And our marriage didn't change overnight, but being committed to those hard conversations and clumsily making those decisions and moving closer to where God called us to be was a long journey that we're still part of, but it's one little step at a time. It's how you get there.
We're talking to Matt Hammett today at SWS Radio. He wrote a new book. It's called Lead Me, Finding Courage to Fight for Your Marriage and Children and Your Faith. Matt, as you've told this story many times over the years, but when you finally started to write it down, what was the hardest part of this story that you actually had to write out and say, okay, I'm going to share this, but I'm not totally comfortable here?
Oh, dude, there's a lot of it. I've had a lot of people say to me, like, bro, I can't believe you said all that. Like, you know, I mean, I shared our hardest conflicts. I shared a season of our lives. You know, there are a lot of people who go through physical and romantic affairs. Thankfully, I was spared from that, but I felt the pain of codependency emotionally when we Sarah and I were going through a hard time, and I was confiding in a friend who was older than me, who was female, and boundaries, like, just emotionally, like, I was basically just going to this place where emotionally, where I felt like I was just getting fed. And I didn't ever have a situation in my life where I had to learn how to draw clear boundaries in that area. And so God really used that. It tore me apart in a sense, because it just hurt Sarah so bad that I was basically like, we were fighting so bad. And here I am, like, just sitting with this other person, you know, like, that I worked with, always like, going through this same motion of like, oh, this person listens to me. They feed my ego. They're telling me everything I want to hear. They make me feel great about myself. And I was basically in all that. I was draining this well of cherishing love, you know, like relational energy, I would say, that I was puncturing a hole in it and allowing it to drip out somewhere else and emptying that tank that was meant to be putting back towards her, but I didn't want to give it there because it was so hard. And that relates to me, to like things that we all deal with when things are hard. What do we run to? Some people run to, you know, physical affairs. Some people run to emotional affairs. Some people run to a career affair or material wealth affairs or, you know, sports affairs or whatever it is that we run to put our energy into something else on all different levels, to things that seem harmless, to things that you know are destructive. And I think dealing with all these things in between, all the things over the course of time that I was just running through to try to fix, and just being really gutturally honest about all those seasons in our marriage and life when, like, we were fighting to stay connected when the whole world felt like it was trying to pull us apart. I had to be honest about that stuff because I know there are a million people out there feeling those same tensions and pressures that are pulling them away from their marriages and families every single day. And I had to show my scars so they could trust me to say, hey, here's what God's taught me. And hopefully I could encourage them through the process.
I know there's one chapter where basically your wife's calling you out saying, you know what, you've just been chasing this thing, this dream, and the whole time you're chasing it, I'm chasing you. And you're like, what, please, you know, and she's like, no, I've been chasing you and you're chasing this dream. And I mean, that's like a gut check when your wife's like, listen.
Yeah, she's just like, you're selfish. And I'm like, oh. And that hurts, dude. Like, I mean, simple as that is, it's like, man, when you're holding your ground, you think you're right. And like, but then the truth comes up in your face like that, and you know it's true, but you want to hold your position. Those are a lot of the fights, you know, that I really deliver in the book so people can see, man, they're not alone. Like, I think it's so important for people to know they are not alone in marriage when it gets hard. I really did want people to feel the sense of being understood and having a friend to help walk them through.
We're talking about fighting for our marriage with Matt Hammett today at SWS Radio. A few years back in 2015, you made a tough decision to part ways with Sanctus Real because you felt like it was what was best for your family and your marriage. And it's hard to leave a successful career, especially as most Americans are only like two paychecks away from financial disaster. I mean, it's like, What did it take for you to finally say, you know what, the finances of this don't matter, but there are going to be repercussions here?
Oh, yeah. I think it just had to come down to surrender for me. Like, I just had to surrender and accept that whatever I gained from being home and investing in this new season in my family, which I felt like they had gotten the seconds for so long. And I don't point at Sanctus Real. I don't point at our managers or our agents or the industry. I don't blame anybody for that, man. You know, it's like we've all got our own road and we're all trying to pour fuel on the fire and make it work. It's the nature of it. It's honestly, it's the nature of the American dream. You know, it really is. And we've got to decide, I think, well, how do we overcome the selfish parts of this American dream when it's never enough and tap into like the real dream that God's put in our heart behind it all, the real longing, to stop filling it with, you know, this empty chase and really like stop for a minute and surrender to the fact that I've got to be still and listen and make a choice. But that surrender was so hard, man. I wanted to keep one foot in, one foot out. It was hard to walk on the water, bro, to step out of that boat. I've been in for 20 years. One of the things I worried most about was what will everybody do without me? I'm the singer of this band, right? Like, I'm the voice. I write most of the songs. What will people do without me? And I felt like it was like an honest concern and a care for everybody who had jobs with Sanctus Real. But then I felt God speak to my heart, and he said, "Do you think you're the only child of mine that I love?"
Ooh.
Oh, dude, that stung me so hard.
Ooh.
Like, I realized, like, thinking I was being humble, I was really making it all about me. God loves everybody just as much as me. And when he's calling me to make a decision, it's not just for me. It's for everybody involved.
Yeah. So what does the American dream look like for you today, Matt, as you've now been able to process and unravel that a little bit?
Yeah, man. I think, you know, we remain so grateful to live in a country where kids can be well-fed and provided for, and they have clothes on their back. And we're always trying to keep perspective. Actually, this whole idea of the American dream is something that's on my mind all the time as I just watch the things that people get so upset about, you know, online. People are outraged every day. And now it's not just like they're outraged about what they're outraged about. They're outraged that we're not all outraged by what they're outraged about. It's like rage on top of rage, you know? And it's like, oh man, we're so divided. And so I think about it all the time. And I think one of the biggest things that I try to teach my kids is just gratitude for where we are, what we have, you know, what God has done for us, despite what's happening in politics or our nation, or whether we live in a nice house or don't have a house. You know, it's like, we don't know what our future holds for us, but I'm trying so hard to help my kids find their security in God and in this family he's given us. I hope we're doing it, man. I hope we're doing it. That's a whole big another conversation. Right there. It's crazy. But man, gratitude. Just Lord, give me gratitude.
Well, we're talking to Matt Hammett today at SWS Radio, and his new book's called Lead Me, Finding Courage to Fight for Your Marriage, Your Children, and Your Faith. It's out this week. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And I do hope not only people check out the book, but if you know somebody you think would be encouraged by it, please spread the word.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.